All right, Chatty Cathy's back here with a cough lozenger. That's nice. Hey, that's going out without. That's going outside yourself to heal. All right, well, it kind of works. So. Anyway, here we are, PRQ Timelines. Thanks for joining me for the next hour. It's an extremely valuable hour if we start paying attention in some of our politics, societies, and how we work with each other's mind's eye. And I'll give you a couple examples, but I'd like to take calls the entire time. Thank you, BBS Radio. The phone number is 888-627-6008. Timelines, the show is, this hour is for expressing ourselves, how we're using our versus our heart, and how we might do it intermittently one way or the other, and watch and observe the outcomes that we enjoy and perceive. And the way this type of human was engineered and constructed to create more timelines was, as you're aware, the overzealous and abundant primary decision-making process comes from the mind. So that's what this show's about. So anytime you get down a timeline you don't prefer as an example, or one you do prefer, love hearing those examples, because we all learn from what was the decision-making process. And this is exactly how people are getting abducted. Recently, I had been working with a super soldier, so to speak, secret soldier, whatever you like, who had an individual come into his dream state and say, I really want to help you learn how to transfer your consciousness from you outside of you. And the individual was so savvy, it almost tricked the super soldier, because it was so loving and active in his dream state. And so you can actually experience that through the day too in your thoughts. And so once you recognize it, life gets a little bit different for you, because you can see how sensitive your mind is and how psychic you are. So running stories in our heads from the past is what I would prefer we talk about today. But I'll leave it up to you. Please call in when you can. The past has been engineered in this type of brain so that I can abduct you over and over again with the past. So you can remember anything and everything, and you don't have to remember anything except maybe the car keys, so you can go somewhere. Hang on just a second. The running stories in our heads is what we're really good at. And then in most cases, when we observe how we can use me as an example, how the military industrial complex would abduct us is to install direction and then have us go execute that direction. Well, transient aliens can do that to us too. So I'm always asking you, how do we run stories in our head, observe them only, and notice they're about the past in most cases in our social implementation measures. I want to go buy a car, want to get the best price, all of those little stories that come into your head. If I do it this way, I'm not getting a good deal. Where did a good deal come from, by the way? And why do I have the value of money, et cetera, et cetera. So all of those stories that are in your head, that I got to save a buck and I got to be here at a certain time, and if I don't get there in time, and all of those stories that are in your head, those are all engineered to be abducted potentially. Not always. I'm not saying you're crazy just because you're thinking you have to be somewhere at a certain time and another step and another step and another step. I'm not saying that that's crazy world. I'm saying, why am I not able to control that thought that comes in? So I'm just using an example of timelines. of why when we only use our heart to go run out into the forest, we don't get timelines. So that's my great ask of all of you. How does it work? Thank you for calling in, everybody. You're making my show today. I need help too. Suzanne from New York on line 2, advancing timelines example. Please, Susan, teach us, teach me. Steve. I love it. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm so good. I'm so happy to be with you and feel you again today.
Susan, thank you so much. I just enjoy being carried. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I feel like I have two examples that kind of complete what you're speaking about. One is an event I felt you started last week with advancing timelines, and I feel one story is an amazing story living from my heart. And then I witnessed how the gang came in to try and put me on another timeline. And you also referenced that synchronistically last week. So you lead me how to start. There's so much energy charging through me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I just love the feedback. It's just a joy to do these shows because I learn just as much as you may learn potentially. It's just what your experience is what carries us through collectively, I feel. Please tell me more.
Okay, so last week I was from my heart, really, I've been taping up my clock. I've been really processing everything you're sharing and really living from my heart. So I go to the beach. I love walking on the beach. I went for a couple hours and a beautiful day, and I'm processing in my head, and I felt, okay, I'm done processing in my head, and I started to say things out loud that I knew. I started to make statements. I know this about myself. I know this about myself in my you know, discovery to know more. And I won't say what my statement was, but after stating some things, I made a final statement. I have it written down. I won't state it. But as I made this statement, literally, I turned to the ocean and 3 dolphins come rocketing out of the water. It felt like an incredible validation.
So some of the things I'm saying starting to make sense. I love it. I love it. I love the emotion.
Together.
I just love the emotion. So they're speaking a little different language, aren't they?
Oh my God, it's like being in another land. They told me, like, they celebrated. Yes, that is what you see to the site. That's how I interpreted it.
Yeah, when I'm working with the kiddos, I always ask, hey, where does the killer whales go to get their teeth cleaned? Do they go to the dentist? They don't go to the dentist, do they? No. And their teeth are fine. Yeah, that's amazing.
I've been listening to that, too.
And, okay, so now...
And not even on top of that. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so now... You know, you were talking at a higher frequency, participating in a higher frequency or a different frequency, whatever word you like, correct?
Absolutely.
And look who shows up when you live at that place.
Yes. Yes.
Please keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, not at all. On top of the dolphin, then so like you're saying, with being in another frequency, then 2 stunning flocks of birds just come and they're sailing along the ocean. And literally, I had just lost my breath to watch at it's another place to be. And then a seal comes stroking by. The gifts, they just felt like a bounty of gifts that just answered so many questions and allowed me the presence to be like you're saying in that other space, in that other dimension, if that's not the right word.
Yeah, it's really great. So for me, going back and forth here, so because there's so much opportunity to participate with the dark, very, very clever positioning. I just put that out. There's so much opportunity to participate with the dark, and there's so much opportunity to participate with the light at the same time, duality. What I would do for myself is I want to see, so I coming in here to be just like you, I'm going to go ahead and proof it. How integral is the dark into this type of human? How much coding is put in? How much barcoding is in the brain, in the DNA and so forth? And so I could at least proof going in nature and going to the highest frequency here with the planet. So when I do these radio shows, I'm going to a different frequency. So for years and years, I did nothing, absolutely nothing, so that I could do these radio shows and come down to this level, so to speak. Back and forth, back and forth, back. Lots of study with many other peers. And this is a very unusual position we're in, to be in a body with so much limitation for the most part and with so much potential at the same time. So that's why I did my best to take my time before I started doing these radio shows, so that I could more or less prove if we can grow out of it, how it works and so forth, and find you. So you could show us, this is the real teachings, you're proving what I just said. You just went and did the same thing. Like, wait a minute. If it's that simple, I just need to stop thinking and go play with my spirit and my heart. And then the outcomes are what you just explained. If you throw it all away, if you throw this machine you're talking on away, you could stay there, couldn't you?
Yes.
you could stay there. You see how powerful computers and cell phones and the radio systems and everything. You see how powerful communication is now electronically. You know you're at a different dimension while you're talking to me frequency. You're at a different frequency than when you were with the dolphins, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So we stepped down a few layers today. Yep, here we are. So for me, I had to make a big decision. I know that I can live happily ever after, but knowing full well, I'm going to leave you guys behind, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Not to say everyone's not graduating the way they want to and or in their own time. I'm just saying that I felt I just couldn't help myself. If I got a secret, I should probably tell it up. And you just did that for us.
I'm so glad you did. I'm glad you did.
You just told us your little secret, didn't you?
I'm so happy to share. It's. Can I add this sorted information to what you're saying with all you have shared and for the people? I realize it's what you're saying, that cell phone. I get it now. It's all crystallizing. I do not prefer to live in Westworld. I do not prefer to live in the Truman Show. I do not prefer to live in Free Guy, The Matrix, and Max Spears. Synchronistically, I heard an interview and he said, outside of here, they call this place the game. I realize every decision of that mind control is about it's being in the game. It's all the different words. It's being in the Matrix. So then I witnessed the second part is the attempt at this glorious place of being in my heart and being in this whole place. I then saw the cell phone activate in this nasty timeline. And you shared last week an example about, it was so helpful. You said to a lady, mom doesn't exist until you go over there and make her exist. And that's why the cell phones are so powerful in timelines. What if you were so powerful that you wanted mom to exist and you give her a call, and she comes into body the moment you made that phone call? It's another frequency band. Did you co-create with her to meet you in that dimension? And that just like gave you this massive awakening as well, to see it coming from a mile away, that I had to separate myself from my personality and from the programming and really feel my spirit it was absolutely a timeline I was being attempted to put on. I didn't prefer. And it seemed my response to the rest of the world might have seemed cold, but it was the most loving because I was really listening to my spirit and recognizing I can't participate with that I don't prefer anymore. It's so massive, Q. I just can't thank you enough.
Thank you. I just love seeing you see us from your perspective. It's just, it's why I'm doing this right now. It's why my voice is getting better now. I'm enthused. I'm excited. This is amazing. We're making headway, it would appear, which is ascension now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
That's great. Now, how did you find, what was the root cause analysis, if you will, of knowing that you really were at another, so the words just work so well against us, that you were at another level, but what was it that like proved that I could stay there? What proved to you that you could stay there, leave there, stay there, leave there? What could you pinpoint any tool for all the listeners or resource that you found within yourself?
It's really the number one command you gave is dropping from the head to the heart and actually feeling it. You know, I would observe and go slow and watch that elevator go down and really know what it felt like to know. You know, what does it feel like when I know something? How did I know who you were? I just knew it. Anyway, that sort of made my foundation to keep observing what I know and then what isn't me.
Where did knowing come from? Where did, forgive me, it's okay to ask questions.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Where did knowing come from? How did you get to understanding your knowing?
Well, over 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, I started searching for you. I started searching for the truth and I wanted to know who I was. So it was really 20 years of study. And it got to a point, like I'd say like 2018, where something just clicked and I felt it. I'm an incredibly feeling, as probably all of us are, feeling and sensitive person. And I actually felt it activate in my heart center. I felt the feeling. So each question I asked, from my heart, I receive the response. And it is always, it's your advice, slowing it down and observing and feeling sick. I had other symptoms of feeling sick when I would participate with people. And I was very similar to you that I withdrew very much from the world. I went into my kind of cave and I observed it. And just little by little, I couldn't be with people and it's everything you have shared. They're all synchronistic. They all move at the same time.
Very good. It's
like a switch went.
Right. Okay. So could we find a standardization around what you did was you just stopped, participated, slowed it down, as you say, observed and then re-participate. So when you stop everything and as an example, for me, I would call everything's rigged. Everything's a game. Nothing is me because I'm just getting on timelines that are not. So if everything from societal survival systems, if we just watch it, how does everyone interact with you in the past compared to now, you have a lot more choices because you just said, I'm not going to do any of it until I want to do one thing is how you did it. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I stopped even with old friendships. I just didn't want to be with people who were gossiping or, you know, things like that. It started with really recognizing what I didn't prefer and then just really stopping. So I just stopped engaging with people and then watched how my life shifted. And I remember stating, I really just want to be with beautiful, heart-centered people. And then I found one friend who was that years ago. So it was almost, I feel like the question and the self-awareness is are parts that are necessary. You know, recognizing
right, so just,
that I'm in a situation.
You just reintroduced the relation. You were just really honest with yourself. This is not a relationship that's nurturing me. I prefer, so I'm not going to participate with it. And not participating is really not participating with it. You're not going to pick up that email. You're not going to pick up that text.
Absolutely.
You're not going to pick up anything. And by the way, the phone doesn't even work anymore because I threw it in the toilet. The mermaid
cold turkey.
Yeah. So the mermaid, she goes, you know, I'm so much happier that I don't talk to anybody anymore. I go, and then I do my classic Christopher Walken. And she goes, I have an entertainer in my house already. So I might as well just keep him. Anyway, long story there. So you reintroduced only quality, not quantity, right?
Yes. And you said it once, you helped me as well, where you shared salmon like to swim with salmon. You know, maybe mm-hmm. not the killer whales, and that really went to my heart. And I thought, oh, I don't have to feel bad, perhaps, that maybe I'm obligated to take care of a family member or feel obligated to do all of that. Where is that separation? Ah, that's in the game. I don't want to be in the game. I want to be in my heart. And so very similar to mermaid, I was very happy not having people too. But I actually observed I was so much happier. And like, well, what is this about? But I kept going with it because it led me in the direction, or I led myself.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Is there anything else you could help us with?
I'd love to help in any way.
Okay, so what we got out of this is you went swimming with the dolphins. So what we got out of this is you went swimming with the dolphins because of last week's show and or shows and your 20 years of advancement. And I bet you we probably will recite 1,000 times the mermaid said the same thing. It's once you go to that area of your existence, look what you get in return, huh?
Yeah. Can I say something too that I observed last night? I felt, a couple of weeks ago, I spoke with you and Mermaid and I shared how I envisioned swimming with you and Mermaid. And then I thought, oh my gosh, there were 3 dolphins that came out. And there was this one that jumped so high. She wiggled and danced. It was just incredible. And I felt, oh my gosh, did that just actually happen?
Now, how many of the dolphins were powered by Ra? So they're very high level. She's gonna be the most prominent resource we have as we go through the ascension cycle. It'll be very, once you lose the association with individuality, you'll recognize that you're powering individuals as well. And so forth. We're all sharing space. And as we get more comfortable with it, it will be the ascension cycle. Maybe it's an incredible call. And I thank you so much for doing that. Please keep calling in. I'll move on today. I know those are a lot of emotions to hear her come through. And BBS, I'm going to move on. That caller is going to have so much fun on her path, teaching us for so much, so much. All right, here we go. Susan, great job. Yeah, it's a great job. Let's see. Denise from Michigan on line three, abilities to heal past timelines. Go ahead. Denise, are you there? Denise, thank you for hanging on.
Yes,
thank
I'm
you for
here.
Hanging on
thank
so
you
long.
For taking my call.
Thank you for hanging on so long.
Yeah. No problem. I wanted to ask, so I had listened to a couple other things and some of the stuff that you've been talking about, and I started to think about how people talk about visualizing your future and what you want, you know, what situation you want or how you want an outcome to be, and like that you should focus on that. And so I started wondering if it was the same for the past and if we have the ability to heal the past. I know that we can't change those events per se, but instead of ruminating on the past situation that perhaps didn't go very well and looking at it that way, as we think about that past event, which I'm feeling this because it's not the past. It's all happening because there's no time. So if we can go back to that situation and now visualize, think about that situation from our higher consciousness, with more understanding that we have, are we able to heal the wounds, I want to say, or change the energy of that event? Because, you know, like I've done this in my own life, just with my parents. Nobody's had a perfect upbringing, obviously, and I didn't. But as an adult, I can look back now at the things that affected me so deeply as a teenager and a 20-something, and now I can look at them and say, like, I understand why my dad did this. I understand why my mom did this. And I can see that it's only because they never had the example that we would consider, you know, a good example. They were doing the best that they could. And I feel like that has given me so much peace in those situations, and I don't want to like relive them, but is that something that we can do with all past timelines, just to kind of, I don't know, put them to rest or something, I guess, is what I'm thinking.
Very good. Outstanding observation. Creation Lightship does a model for what you just asked for. And so the timeline crashes were engineered and designed for this type of human, basically. The observation and opportunity we can take with your words there are, what does healing mean? What does that mean to you? If you don't mind me using my questions to really drill in, is that okay to ask you more questions?
Sure. Yeah. To me, it means, you know, when I was younger, I went through a lot of like, I don't know if I would say resentment, but I just couldn't understand like why. So my dad left when I was two. Like, well, like how, like I look at my kids and I'm like, how could you do that? But now I feel like I can look back and I can look more objectively at his life and the relationship he had with my mom. So like, I'm not looking at it just from my point of view.
Can I hold you right there?
The entire
Let me hold you right there, if you mind. Let me hold you right there. Now, let's just take one component of that. They're all very valuable, but to be of service and of help to all the listeners. And so you just educated us on something tremendous right there. This is very, very big information for all of us. Resentment is not a source God emotion, is it? Because that means you've judged something, haven't you? Tricky, isn't it? Tricky, because you get to examine things that have happened. Mm-hmm. And so you're remembering what happened, and now you created the emotion of resentment is not what you're used to. You're used to love energy, just perfect peace energy. So resentment is a human condition, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you for being so brave to answer my questions too, because sometimes a little tough. I resent that. Okay, so this is really fun now. So we resent what has happened. I don't like it. Why do you keep doing that to me? Why do you keep doing that to me? And you did it again. And by the way, I can't kick you out because you're only 13. Okay, so that's at least some of our listeners' experience. Okay, so how do we stay in peace in that experience? Is that what you're going for today? You experienced something that you resented.
In that experience,
okay, why does it keep coming back in and creating another timeline? It is where we're kind of going with your question, right?
Right, and I think it comes back in because I keep remembering it. I keep bringing it in. So once I learned to remember it and look at it in a different light and have more understanding, I don't have that problem anymore. It's gone. I'm at peace with it.
All right, good. So we're going to hold everybody there. Here's what you can all do when you're going through information like that. Whenever you see an item that is bothering you, whenever you take those emotions and make them real for your reality, your timelines, here's what you can do. And I ask anyone and everyone to do that today. Whenever you want a resource to take away your pains from the past, I don't care what the topic is. I don't care how mundane it is. I don't care how superficial it is. If you cannot resolve it for yourself because you keep doing the monkey mind or rattling it around and processing information, because you're getting so psychic now, you can see timelines, you can participate in them. You're getting so much capabilities now. Here's what you can do. And I ask all people to do this whenever you need it. This is a service for all of you. I want you to envision a silver platter, a large silver platter, tonight before you go to bed. And creation will take that silver platter and destroy whatever is hurting you, bothering you, harming you. You can call on that silver platter. It is me. Put all of the items on the silver platter tonight before you go to bed and say, I do not prefer relationships. I don't want this to happen anymore. And I'd like these things solved. Put them on the silver platter and send them to me. And envision the platter going to me. And I will get rid of them. And I will work endlessly to resolve these items. Just take the thoughts out of your mind and put them in your heart. Use the silver platter as your heart center. Send the platter to me. Anyone can do it. You can do it whenever you want. Whenever it's just getting too tough, just stop and put it all on a silver platter. See the symbolism. It's a huge silver platter. Just send it over to me, and I'll erase it. And if we don't erase it the first time, we'll get it. Don't worry about worrying. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
So after the call, just go ahead and put everything on a silver platter. Stop worrying about anything and everything. Make that a column, a glass of worry. I don't care. Put 1,000 glasses of worry on that silver platter and just send it over to me and we'll resolve it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. And that is how creation works. That's how all of creation works. If we want it resolved, we can go and create the resolution. Thank you for your call. Thank you so much. Wow, that was a great call. That was a great call. Hey, I don't have any more callers. I like it. My popularity must be going down. No, BBS is like an octopus. They have 75 arms in there. Anyway, that was a great call, and I'll move on to the next caller. But the way Here's how you can prove that you're participating with aliens on a regular basis with your mind. What the engineering was, again, you can call in at 888-627-6008. Oh, I better check the time. I'm so bad with time. Oh, I've got 15 minutes here. Okay. Make sure you listen to the next show too. It's not me. There's a lot of love coming through BBS radio right now. So there'll be more opportunities, and there's a little bit of distractions. Anyway, here's how you can prove the alien agenda on programming this type of human is if I can install media into your reality over and over and over again, you'll believe on timelines. You'll believe there's such thing as politics. Excuse me, guys. Not gender specific. If I can install timelines through media, I can get you to have unnecessary urgencies, anything related to time. I got a vote on in November. Don't worry, we'll capitalize on that one. That's a beauty. If you look at all these web pages, all this information, all this disinformation, all the distractions, you can see you're going one way and one way only, and that is to make you crazy, chaos. It's just it's real easy to see. This is a really old tool. I'd say I was arguing with a very special person about 8,000, 9,000 years on this planet in dark of how that would work. And here you are. They got what they wanted, and that is you to keep looking at timelines that are through media. Move on. Rob from Burlington. Timelines from divorced parents. Love this one. Timelines from divorced parents. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Thank you so much. I didn't think Canadians got divorced.
Yeah, divorce is alive and well up here.
Well, if you pick the right one, you know.
Yeah. Well, so my question was, you know, I look back now on my life and I was listening to a call of yours, probably one of the older ones, maybe with Ted and Mar. I forget which one it was, but you had mentioned, I think, divorce in your family when you were young. And, you know, your mom being, I think it was, you mentioned having your stepfather as a handler and all this stuff. And I was like, wow, I don't know that my stepfather was a handler or anything like that. But my parents had been on and off separated since I was like 2 years old. Like I think we moved nine times or six times in 9 years. So for the first, you know, portion of my life. And then that was always, you know, like I didn't know anything about timelines back then, but I was kind of the middleman. The real timeline was on my first day of high school. And so I didn't realize that this was like maybe an alien implanted timeline, but my first day of high school, you know, I was all excited that I didn't get beat up. I got home and, you know, it was really cool. And so this timeline, I got a call from my father who didn't live with me at the time. And he just starts accusing me, telling me I skipped the first day of school. He got a call from the school. And then he goes off into family gossip about, you know, I've heard that you're hanging around with this and this, and, you know, you're doing drugs and all that stuff. And he didn't even ask me if I went to school or how my day was. He just started accusing me, and because the school had called him saying that I wasn't present at school, they didn't have me on attendance. And so I was crying, and I was in this big, you know, oh my God, like, I can't believe what happened. I hung up and I just, you know, went, and my mom was like, what the heck happened? And all this stuff. And so what turned out that happened was my best friend, who was the principal, was his uncle. And my homeroom, he actually got me switched so that my best friend and I could be in the same homeroom. But his uncle did that a couple of days before school started, so they didn't have the attendance switched. So I was present in all the classes, but my whole program got switched. And that was what called, so that, you know, to my parents that I had skipped the first day of school. And that caused like a huge timeline in my life and a huge rift with my father that took me 20 years before I even brought it up to him, and he apologized for it. So I just wanted to, you know, maybe if you could share some insights on how timelines happen with divorced families, and they can really do a number on kids, right?
Yeah, beautifully positioned. Thank you so much. Okay, so the last segment of what you were talking about is really valuable to me. Dad says I'm this, I'm that, and I did that, and I'm gonna be this if I can, and this is what I want you to be. So I've always said that the true alien agenda here is having someone tell you what you are, where you are, and how you are. And you just explained it perfectly. So if I can get a human to control what you are, where you are, and how you are, is the agenda here. And if you can tell me different, I'm all ears. But you've just taught me, you went through everything I understood about mind control in all the programs. So this type of human is easily programmed into using our emotions, saying what you are. I am not that. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Okay, so that's not you if you're going to compete with another individual telling you that you did drugs. But I didn't. No, I did. No, I didn't. So that would be mind control right there from an opposition. And it's supposed to come from a loving being, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I said to him. It took me 20 years. Like, he never apologized. And it caused a rift in our relationship. And it, like, changed the course of my life. And, you know, after a certain point, a couple years after, it was like, well, I was a straight-A student. I was, you know, the perfect kid. I didn't do drugs. But then at some point, one day, I was like, well, since everybody thinks I'm doing them already, why not, you know? And so I went down that path for a long time and dealt with other traumas and dramas, all kind of stemming from that. Because when you're a child, and I'm sure you know how that feels, your parents, and it's not a complaint or whatever, but it's an observation from my past now, when your foundation is taken away from you as a kid, you're living your whole life in fear when you don't feel comfortable with your mom or with your dad. Like, where do you go? Like, and maybe you turn to the wrong people, to friends and things like that, right?
Yeah, again, when you work with Ron Amatron's material and or Creation Lightship, notice that it's gonna complement your story right now. We are still talking about a timeline that you experienced from a trauma, light or heavy, doesn't matter. This is an emotional planet. These are emotional bodies. So the solution is stop thinking, huh?
Be present. Yeah. Yeah.
So if we keep telling ourselves what we are, where we are, and how we are, is the little, and this isn't, that's my suggestion too, especially the male callers. So we're, most of the male population here, we enjoy mathematics, step one, step two, step three. Let's say, we need to build stairs that are 7-Eleven. You know, we have to do it exactly right. And so we're going to analyze that experience, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, like hearing you, when you explained that you went through that, and then, you know, I've done lots of healings with the Creation Lightship, so I'm getting over it and you know, coming to that realization about, wow, that wasn't, you know, because when you grow up kind of breaking away from a religious family, you start thinking like, am I a sinner? Is God punishing me? And you think you're crazy. And it's like, well, how could this, you know, I've never done anything wrong. This is my first day of high school. I was so excited. And it turned out, you know, it was scary, like I said, it was scary enough not getting beat up and being in this new place and all that stuff. And then, you know, you're kind of excited to get home and tell your parents, and then your father calls and he didn't even ask about how my day was. He just started saying, you skipped school. And so it like messed me up. And now it's like, oh, I can be free from that and not keep on reinstalling it. Especially, thank you so much for, you know, the stuff that you always share. And I think it's so important. And that's why when you started doing the homesteading show, I was on that, because like it's something I've always felt. And about 5 years ago, I was aiming to go, you know, just get a property and kind of go, like you mentioned, I'm like, I'm out of here. And then life came, kind of brought me back, reeled me in. And so I've been really talking with people about developing a foundational healing workshop. But it occurred to me that if we're not free on our own land, we can't heal ourselves. We have no foundation. because we're always, you know, a lot of times in fight, flight, fear, or freeze. And so if you're, you know, stressing about paying bills and not getting evicted, then we don't have a foundation. So I think that, you know, being free on our land, like you mentioned, is the number one priority for all healing, all foundational healing. And so I think it's, you know, I'm just really happy that you've gone in that direction with it.
It just made sense with, you know, listening to all of you for years now and all the calls. The one solution is just to not have anybody come in your space if you don't want it. So you have a choice to set down the phone, the computer, live on your land, grow your own food, whatever, make healing clubs, make collaboration clubs, and never have to worry about survival. It just made so much sense that that's what's been missing from all of you, from all of the communication you've given me. Thank you for your call. Please keep calling in. I'm going to call it an hour if you don't mind.
Oh, thank you so much. And you mentioned Christopher Walken. I love Christopher Walken. So you might have to close the show with your best Walken impression if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay. You have a good day, man. You have a good day. It's great. Yeah, that was a great call. Thank you so much, PBS Radio, for helping me out today, carrying me. I think we need more cowbells. I mean, well, cowbells on this show. The dog needs a tail. Anyway, I love you all. I love you. I love you so much. You're helping everybody when you call in. We learn from you. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you for the people.space. We're doing great. Thank you for going through the ascension cycle with me. I love you. Bye-bye.